Father, we thank you for a new day. We thank you for gathering us together to handle county business. We thank you for the opportunities and challenges you place before us. But we pray for your wisdom and direction on each one of these. We turn this agenda items, all of them, over to you at this time. We pray for our first responders and our servicemen and women, that you would watch over them, keep them safe in the work that they do. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome to Titus County Commissioner's Report. This is our first meeting of March 9th, 2020, just after 9 a.m. We'll begin. Item number one is our time for public comments or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Act. Anyone here wants to address the board on anything on the agenda, welcome to speak on other agenda items as we get to them. All right, I'll head on to item number two, considering possibly approved minutes from our last meeting in the month of February, our second February meeting. Motion to approve the minutes is made by Commissioner Applewhite, second by Commissioner Parker. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number three, report from our commissioners regarding road work status. They're turning to deal with the Commissioner Parker, if you're ready.
We've been plugging ditches in on the case of what we call the case of loop at 4950, and also on 4710 and 4760. We've been trying to get some ditches cleaned out, putting in a few covers, and we sprayed our ROC week before last on First Street after 4205. And 4340, and it turned out real good. We had about 3 more miles we were going to try to do this next week while Chapel Hill's on spring break, but don't try to go get through the weather unless it changes between now and then, because we're getting rain and can't leave around with it when we see it. So, other than that, we've been trying to keep holes patched and everything else.
How do you apply that ROC?
With our distributor truck.
But it's a water-based product?
You spray it straight. And it comes, I had a tanker set in my yard, because that was kind of between the two places, and it's the easiest place to get in and out of. So we used the tanker there and pumped it straight into the truck and then went straight. Had a little bit of a problem with that here on First Street because of the distributor truck was kind of streaking, and so I was going to call Marty with Ed and I, and he told me where the other valve was. We cut off and we turned off every other valve or nozzle, and it worked good after that. Y'all get a chance to make without looking. The road out by Pleasant Grove by this church out there, that's the tip that we've done.
Primarily spray the strain onto dirt prior to
the... No, what I'm going to do, these two roads and the other ones we're going to do, well, the one down at the school was the one that they done in the union system. And they did another coat on them because they're losing some gravel. And all this does is put another coat on over the gravel to help seal it in. And they recommend that you do two courses. And all of these have just had one course put on. Well, that one didn't do. They done that, but the schools had two. It's got so much traffic on it, so we're going to put it on there and just see how it worked with it. But it turned out really good. It was well cleaned.
You put this on after you seal coat or
after you chip seal?
After
you chip seal.
Been passing a lot of holes here, but they've been as possible. We've been doing patching, trying to catch up. And we've had some covers put in, a bunch of trees that fell. We picked them up, and other than that, we're just having to fix, trying to
325, worked on a lot of drainage issues there, getting rid of water, cutting some trees down on 4530, and we installed a head wall on a culvert on County Road 2910, and we filled some shoulders in that road, fixed the shoulders where they kind of dropped off and come off the pavement. We've been patching a lot, doing some pothole fixing, and fixed the base failure on 1243, and today we're doing some side cutting on 1030, we should be finished up north of US Highway 67, and cut our way back over south to the precinct.
We've been hauling that, mostly patching, throwing in a little culvert stop there, and water over the road, and side time, that's fair time, anyway, that's it.
All right, item number four, that's out of town, yes, of course, we're gonna talk to you about an item that they need our assistance with to complete. So this is to consider it possible to adopt an ordinance with respect to public services, public services here that provides our waste services. With respect to public services in each project, and authorizing the county judge to execute certificates approving the order along with the public hearing. So we're essentially here today to listen to something that is gonna be brought to us by Mr. John Stover. Lita is here with him, so you can both talk or one or the other. And I did previously send this, all those documents to the commissioners, they had a chance to look over that. But I appreciate you being here to help us kind of understand what this is and to assure us that this isn't costing us anything, it doesn't put us at risk or anything.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Judge and Commissioners. I'm John Stover, I'm a municipal advisor to the Mission Economic Development Corporation. With me, as you said, is Lee McKinley for Public Services. If you can answer any questions related to the landfill or specific to the company. The short is that for Public Services, which is to issue bonds for projects in 29 locations throughout the state. And so in each county or city, we are getting the same approval, which is required after a public hearing that's already been held March 2nd for the local municipality.
Explain that so that they understand why we didn't have a separate hearing here. You had a hearing down in Tyler that accomplished that purpose.
Per federal and state law, you have to have a bond council. Bracewell is the bond council problem. You can have one public hearing within a 100-mile radius, and then you still have to come to each commissioner's court to have the commissioner's court approve the finance. And so the public hearing was held. There was no one in attendance there, although it was published in the local newspaper 7 days prior. So part of, once again, the federal state law requires that commissioners where the project is located, in this case here in Canada, there's also 28 other approvals that are required so that the financing can take place. As you pointed out, probably the biggest issue to your county and every others is to suspect our bond capacity or bond rating, not at all. If you're not the issue of the bonds, Mission Economic Development Corporation is approving this order, you have no risk or liability. These are special limited obligations sold to public services, and once again, the county is not the issue.
Who is Mission Economic Development?
They're a development corporation down in the city of Mission. They have the ability through a bracket amendment to issue bonds for statewide projects so that you have cost savings instead of issuing 29 different bonds. It would probably not be effective to issue that many bonds. So they're a development corporation.
And they're issuing about $500 million or something like that?
Well, in total, it'll be a plan of finance, so you can issue over 3 years. This first issuance, they're looking to issue right about 86 million in bond capital to see if the Texas bond will be awarded for this first issue.
But there may be more in the future. Will that require additional hearings or meetings with us?
No, sir. We did did it with a plan of finance, which means for the next 3 years that Republican issue bonds at the market, and if there's large cap available from the state of Texas to do so, so this would be the only approval that would be required of the county.
And so any county in which they do business in, you have to go with the commissioner's court?
If they're financing it, yes, sir.
But again, there's no financial impact to us.
Correct.
Anyway.
Correct.
So you want commissioner's court approval so that public services can issue bonds and I guess plow that back into their operations?
Yes, sir.
Commissioners, any questions here for Mr. Stoker about this? He needs our approval, or he needs my signature, and you need to give me approval to sign those documents for him. Lee, is there anything that you want to tell us or we need to know?
I think you covered pretty much everything.
We have a good operation.
Sure.
We have a great operation here on a great team. We love Mount Pleasant.
Do we pay a service to the public for our trash?
I defer to Ms. McKinley, but just to be clear, for this financing, there's no cost to the county in shape, form, or fashion.
We must get revenue from somewhere to pay a bond.
Well, there's tipping fees and others, but as far as the direct financing, one, it's not necessarily what it is.
The city pays a fee?
I defer to.
Would you mind just while you're here kind of educating us on how our relationship and the city's relationship works with the landfill?
Sure. The city.
Can I get you to come to the mic? There may be folks watching this on YouTube later on that might be interested in knowing this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Linda McKinley with the Public Services. The city actually owns the landfill, and we lease it from you and we run it. In return, we pay you a.
We're not the city, so we're the county, but I know that the city does own that, and the city is the one, and we benefit from it indirectly.
Yes. So we pay a return back to the city every month. We also pay rent to the city. It allows us to operate the facility. We have our hauling facility there too, which picks up the trash here in the Mount Pleasant area. Our job as, you know, the steward of the landfill is to make sure that we run it in a very clean, environmentally friendly way. And I think we do a really good job. This is one of our best landfills we have.
And the city collects trash service fees on their water bills, and I guess
yes.
That they in turn turn that over to you.
Correct. The city does all the billing for us, as is true with most cities, and we get one payment from the city for your individual trash every month.
Commissioner Riddle, does that answer you, or if you got any other questions, this is good time.
That's all.
Anybody else? Okay. If you have any questions, please ask. Otherwise, you will authorize me to execute these certificates approving this order.
Make a motion.
Motion made by Commissioner Applewhite. Second. Commissioner Parker, all in favor of authorizing county judge to execute certificates approving this order related to Republic Services and their efforts to issue some bonds, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? There are none. Chief, I think that you want to leave with me, just a quick signature, what would you like to do?
I bought them with the county clerk, they're actually shipping some.
Okay. Do you want me to just mail that back to you? You're welcome to stick around, that's up to you.
It's whatever you prefer. I've got a FedEx label, but I can stay here also.
We're not going to have a real long meeting. We'll probably be here another 30, 45 minutes. If you want to stay, make yourself comfortable, and I'll get right on that. Otherwise, if you're in a hurry, I'll sign the same place.
So, thank you, sir.
Item number 5 is consider possibly approve the annual renewal of video surveillance.
that motion.
Motion to approve the renewal of this contract with A5, Commissioner Applewhite.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fitch, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item number six, this is a law, we have our friend John Martin here, Dallas, John Wade, the crowd here, we'll bring you up here to the podium in just a second if you want to get ready. Because of instability in the bond market in our favor, John once again gives us an opportunity to refinance some of our bonds, give you the details, but this is worded just like it was worded the last time we did this. Slight difference this time, as far as the type of bonds we're discussing, but consider it possibly approved in order authorizing the issuance of Titus County, Texas General Obligation Refunding Bonds, taxable series 2020. Appointing a pricing officer and delegating to the pricing officer the authority to approve the sale of the bonds, establishing certain parameters for the approval of such matters, approving an escrow agreement and paying an agent registrar agreement, levying an agent forum tax for the payment of the bonds, and enacting other provisions relating to the subject. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Judge. I'm John Martin with Hilltop Securities. Thanks for the opportunity to be before you again today. Similar to what we did late last fall, early winter, there were some bonds where we could refund them in advance, refunding them on a taxable basis. Those bonds will not be callable because, and so what has to be done under the tax code now is we can no longer advance refund bonds. So that if you have bonds that aren't callable yet, you're setting up an escrow. The proceeds from these bonds are go into a escrow of government securities, and then they pay off the bonds on that call date, which may be a couple of years away.
In this case, we're talking about 2022, right?
Yes, that's right. These particular 2012 bonds are not eligible for redemption until 2022. Well, the deal didn't really work this time, so why didn't we take care of this when we did this late fall, early winter? Well, the math didn't work. It now does work, we believe. And so this particular issue is should reap more rewards for the county than the last one we're estimating, where the last one saved roughly $180,000 a year. We're estimating this is over $200,000 a year by advanced refunding those 2012 bonds. The markets are crazy right now, extremely, extremely volatile. The 10-year treasury is down 0.25% this morning. Amazing couple-hour run in that towards at 0.5%. In the world markets, it's crazy too. We've got all the oil and energy issues that are going on right now. The stock market opened down 1,500 this morning, so it's kind of scary. It is scary times, and the market is trying to figure out where it is right now. But I do feel confident that what we've shown here is that that the county does have an opportunity to save money, and the parameters are such that if it's not there, we're not going to do it. We'll put it back on the shelf and continue to monitor it. So the only risk here is to move forward is we'll have to start the process with the rating agencies, and we're estimating that fee with the Standard & Poor's is probably about $25,000. So if everything goes to heck in a handbasket, that would be the only exposure that the county would have at this point.
$25,000.
Everybody else works on the contingency.
We're talking about refinancing a total without how much?
We are looking at roughly $24 million.
$24 million that we're currently paying somewhere between 4% and 5%.
You're paying on those bonds 4.17%. We're estimating the true interest cost on the new bonds to be about 1.9%, to be less than 2%, to borrow out to 2034.
What are the chances of us being able to get this done and still be within our parameters?
I think very good.
Those
certainly be within the parameters again, and you will have the ultimate sign off here, and we can advise, as we always do when we go through these things, as to whether we sit on this or move forward with it.
Because we're doing this 2 years in advance of when these bonds are callable, when does the county actually start seeing reduction in interest costs?
Because there is such a swing.
Now, when do we start seeing?
You will start seeing it immediately in this fiscal year. We suspect that in the current fiscal year, you'll end up with a surplus because you've already levied a tax for these particular bonds in this fiscal year. And so your payment that would be coming up in September will be less than expected. And so we suspect that the first year savings might be $300,000 right off the bat. And again, that is in your debt service fund, okay? So understand that is a direct savings to the taxpayers of Tyus County. We can't take that money out of the debt service fund and put it in our operating accounts.
Well, that would equate to a reduction in our, I call it our debt service rate.
Your debt service tax rate, that's right. Which in this day and time, the tax caps and so forth that the legislature has given us, that would be helpful.
This is going to be a taxable issue rather than non-taxable like we've done in the past.
it's exactly.
If one more time.
Yeah.
Okay, commissioners, so we have works. We look good, safe. Hopefully over $200,000 a year in interest cost. If we're wrong on the timing and the market corrects here, before we get this thing closed out, we lose $25,000.
The timing, by the way, to go to the market is April 2nd.
April 2. Any questions, concerns, comments?
Did you say it would be June 2034?
Yes, sir. I can imagine borrowing out that far for less than 2%.
That's really good.
So that's not just a one-year savings. We'll continue to save that money for many more years.
Fixed rate bonds.
And all of the bonds, they offer a little 2034.
That's correct. You're out of that.
But each time we do this with Hilltop, we bring our debt service cost or our interest cost down a little bit more. So fortunately, the interest rates have been working in our favor since we did that little process. Anybody want to step out there and do this? Motion to approve is made by Commissioner Riddle. Second by Commissioner Fitch. Last call, any questions? Anyone in the audience? All in favor, say aye. Do you have any documents to sign today?
They don't have to be signed today, but we have to documents that you can call this bond council rather than.
Yeah, we're not going to be a whole lot longer if you want to
wait. Yeah,
you're going to wait.
Yeah,
very good. Thanks. Item number 7, approved for oral and written reports. Got those in front of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, for your report.